I'm here today with Linda Weintraub and Michael Asbill. And you guys want to introduce yourselves? Tell listeners who you are and why you're talking to us today.
Well, my name is Linda Weintraub. I have lived in the Hudson Valley for a very long time and contributed to the art experience here in many ways, but this is the first opportunity. I will not be a curator, not be a writer, not be a lecturer, but will actually be exhibiting my own work at Church Project Space, which Michael Asbill is the director of.
Aha. And I'm Michael Asbill, and I am the director of Church Project Space, which is in Cottekill, New York, just outside of, well, just between Rosendale and Stone Ridge. I used to run another gallery with a couple of friends in Kingston called K-Mocha. I'm an artist and also have lived here for quite a number of years and also live on a farm here in the Hudson Valley. So it's great to be on the show.
And is the Church Project Space new?
Church Project Space is relatively new. We've been we're on a slow start. We're kind of ramping up. We've done a couple of projects each year for the last 2 years. The first set in collaboration with Women's Studio Workshop, and then two independent projects. So this will be our first full season this year.
And Linda, can you give us all the details about the show before we begin too much? When's the opening, and is there a reception and that sort of thing, and how long is the show up?
The show is based on a concept, and the concept is that as an artist, I look for ways to do what environmentalists all seem to want to do, and that is get the public back in touch with the materials and the systems and the rhythms of the environment that we live in and deviate from our immersion in constructed environments and contrived materials that we humans have done. So that is the basis of the exhibition, which means it is a participatory exhibition in which I will present a work of art that utilizes the materials that are so rich with their history of the geological and biological forces of the Hudson Valley, things like seeds and mushrooms and twigs and bark and other kinds of organic material. And this will be available for the public. So it opens on May 15th, but basically it is an ongoing project that will continue until the end of June. And the public is invited to participate anytime in that period by calling to make an appointment or coming on Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. when it is just going to be open. And I will be there guiding this process of interaction as we go along. So Michael's space is conducive to this. As a matter of fact, it tends to be its mission, which is to involve the public in art projects. And it was perfect for my own desire to provide people with an opportunity to interact with these materials that have all been foraged from the Hudson Valley.
Well, you led into my next question perfectly. For both Linda and Michael, your past work has included participatory public works before, or is this new, or what kind of success have you had with getting the public to participate in art?
Sure, maybe I'll field that one. My personal work does sort of involve engagement. It's a big part of my practice. And when we decided to bring or put Church Project Space together, we felt like engagement was a critical component. We wanted to see audiences diversified, drawing more from the general populace than we've seen in the past. Linda's project, as she said, is really perfect because she's actually planning to meet with as many people as she can and get them involved in her project in like a workshop type of way. Where they come in and they play a part in the general project. They'll help build it.
Linda, have you had past participatory works?
I have written about other people's participatory works, but I have never tried one like this myself. But I guess to complete Michael's statement about my show, There will be a culminating event at the end of the exhibition when I'm hoping all those who have contributed will gather. And actually, what I hope is that people will be stopping in throughout the 6 weeks to see how the work evolves. So it's an active kind of art event, which will take place over those 6 weeks. And I think it's a little unusual in that it has of long duration. Many participatory artworks take place in an afternoon, and then people go home and don't involve themselves with it again. But here's an opportunity for them to come back and bring their friends and neighbors and perhaps people who have never even been to an art museum or an art gallery before.
Linda, what's the difference for you of instead of writing about a show or curating or putting it together to putting it on?
Actually, I was trained as a studio artist. I got my MFA degree. So the question I'm more typically asked, and this is kind of funny that you've reversed the order, typically people will say, how is your writing and curating a part of your studio art practice? And there my answer is, I approach everything I do based on the training I've had as an artist. So when I put on an exhibition or I write a book, I'm thinking about what am I trying to say and what is the form of communication? What are the metaphors I can use to communicate this? Who is my audience? And so I tackle all those projects as if I was doing a book that was an artwork or a exhibition that is an artwork. So here I'm just coming back home to the studio and working more directly with mediums that I have been dealing with on my homestead intensely for many years, but haven't translated that into an art exhibition before.
And how is was it a dichotomy, or is it, I don't know what the word, or I guess the word's up to you. You're trying to show people about a natural environment in a artificial environment indoors. What is the tension there?
Actually, we're hoping that a component of this will be people going out and foraging for their own materials. But what they're going to experience when they come inside is really an art experience. Because I asked myself, what can I do as an artist to encourage people to reconnect with this abundant and diverse world of matter that is so little a part of contemporary lives? And form and color and texture is definitely a part of that. So what I'm going to be presenting is not just the opportunity to interact with acorns and bark and fur and feathers, but to arrange them in a manner that is inherent to the way that the seasons change, weather conditions are altered, lighting changes from morning to noon to night, which is always a gradual progression. It is very harmonious without any divisions and boundaries and borders, which is exactly the kind of visual experience that humans, when they construct their own environment, give us. So it's completely the opposite of the right angles and the harsh contrast, which is so much a part of the commercial, commodity-driven advertising world. And it's an opportunity to use these materials in a manner that captures the aesthetics of the outdoors.
And what is the name of the show? Did we mention that?
I've given it a name, and this too says, it was in response to my question to myself, what can I do as an artist to communicate something that so many environmentalists are trying to accomplish? And I said, well, I have at my disposal as an artist the opportunity to work with metaphor. So I have created a metaphor as the title of the show, and that is not Mother Earth, but Grandmother Earth. And if I may tell you, is that consider the Earth Mother, it means that we are dependent on her, that she will be our provider, that we are not responsible for her, and it casts us perpetually as children who are dependent. But just by putting the grand in front of mother, I'm hoping it will trigger a whole different set of associations, and that is grandmother Earth is not as vigorous as Mother Earth. She will need our help, our consideration, and we will be rewarded for assuming that responsibility because she also has great wisdom.
Michael, can you give us the details of the, you know, where the gallery is, and tell us too about any other shows coming up?
Sure. Church is at 167 Cottakill Road. In Cottakill, which, as I said, is right between Rosendale and Stone Ridge. If you just look up that address and put it in your phone, I imagine you can sort of drive right to us.
And what's the web address too?
The web address is www.churchprojectspace, and that's CHRCH. There's no U there. CHRCH Project Space, all one word, .org. So you can find out about our shows there. In addition to Linda's show, we'll also be showing the work of Steve Chlorfine. I should say we're actually going to be having a project by Steve Chlorfine and a project by Wayne Montecalvo later in the summer. We're also arranging right now our fourth show, which is by Moira Williams, which will happen in the fall.
And your shows are more happenings and events than they are typical art?
Yeah, there's always a culminating event where people can come out and really appreciate what the artists have been doing in that space. But ultimately, our intention is to sort of bring as many people in the space and have them be active participants in the artwork that's being produced. So that's really our underlying mission, involvement. We really want to see the community involved.
And Linda, do you have a website people can go to for more information about your work?
Sure. It's www.lindaweintraub.com. And I just want to use this opportunity to issue an invitation to whoever might be listening to participate. The project depends on lots of people from lots of different backgrounds coming through, and everybody is welcome.
Do people need to be prepared in any way to participate, or?
What I'm asking everybody to call me first at my email address or my telephone, all of which is posted, and I will talk to them about exactly what they want to do. So I'm happy to tailor the visit to their needs and their interests. I'm hoping that people will organize their own groups, come with their own friends, and this can be church groups or gardening groups or art gathering groups or salons or whatever it might be. And so that will depend. If they want to do foraging, then we should come dressed for foraging. If they want to do an indoor project only, then of course that would require no special dress at all.
And again, this is at the Church Project Space, from May 15th to June 30th?
Correct.
And what are the hours?
Well, it's totally dependent on these sort of... let me start that over. It's totally dependent on the workshops. We'll be open during the times when Linda's there providing workshops. But every Sunday from 2 to 5, Linda will be available there, you know, leading workshops for the general public.
One thing that hasn't been said is that the Church Project Space earned its name well because, Michael, do you want to tell its history? It is a little church.
Oh, yes. It's an old Dutch Reformed church that was built in 1898. I think it was decommissioned 30 or 40 years ago, has been in artists' hands since then. As far as I know, we're on the third artist owner. It's a fabulous little 850-square-foot space, just tiny, little single-room church cleared completely out, has these beautiful, modest stained glass windows, 11-foot ceiling. So it's like a perfect size, perfect space for a project of this scale.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Michael Asbill from the Church Project Space, the director of the Church Project Space, and Linda Weintraub, whose show Godmother Earth opens May 15th there.
Absolutely. And Grandmother Earth. Yes.
Oh, Grandmother Earth. Did I say Godmother Earth?
Yes, but that's good too.